Hey, what's up?
I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Easy Life, where we do what is hard now so we can live easy later. This is the podcast for people who crave purpose, peace, and balance. Thank you for taking the time to come hang out with me. Today is your day. Let's get after it. This is episode 66, titled How to Motivate Yourself When You Are Completely Unmotivated. This week, I have been completely and utterly unmotivated, like a legit bump on a log. I haven't been motivated at work. I have absolutely no motivation to work out or eat healthy. And honestly, I haven't even really wanted to do easy stuff, which is totally unlike me. Like, what is going on? I want to blame the season or the weather. I mean, it's so yucky outside. How can I possibly be motivated? This time of year is just tough. It's like this perfect mix of agitated busyness and overindulgent laziness. It's such a strange time of year. It's beautiful and exhausting all at the same time. But no matter what the cause, we all suffer sometimes from a lack of motivation. So how do we deal? Here's how I hacked my way out of an unmotivated pit last week. First of all, I called my mom. Moms are so full of wisdom, and in the middle of me complaining about my lack of self-control, she told me to just accept what is and move on. Wow, moms are cool. Secondly, I got some perspective. I realized and accepted that last week was not going to be super efficient, and I had to figure out a way to just work smarter. We don't have time. We don't have time to self-loathe and worry and wallow in guilt. We have to find a new strategy to stay motivated because guilt and procrastination will destroy productivity. It will consume all of your time and make you feel crappy, and it's just a lose-lose situation. Think about the last time you did something you wish you didn't do. Did you just accept it and move on? Or did you make yourself feel horrible and wallow in self-pity? We love to self-loathe. It is one of our greatest skills as humans. We love it because it gives ourselves an excuse not to shake it off and move on. It allows us a good old-fashioned pity party. And we love pity parties. How can we move on when it's just too hard? We're too tired or stressed to do anything. And although those feelings may very well be real and difficult, harping on them is not going to do anything. So let's circle back to motivation. The holiday season is almost here. How are you feeling? Are you running around trying to tie up loose ends, planning and overspending to make everything perfect? No matter what you're doing, this time of year can be incredibly distracting and stressful. And it can bring up triggers for less than ideal behavior. Let me give you an example. I went to my parents' house the other night to grab a few things while they were away. I have already been having a hard time with sugar and carbs and stress eating. So when I got there, I told myself, Alexa, you are not hungry. Just go in, get what you need, and leave. But not even 2 minutes into arriving, I was eating butter noodles and shoving chocolate chip cookie balls into my face. Like, what happened? Of course, then I spun myself into this self-loathing spiral and ended up drinking some wine and spending the evening there, not doing anything I was supposed to do, and definitely not working out, even though I had every intention to. Ugh, it is so frustrating. Normally, after a day like that, I would spend a good 1 to 2 solid days of self-loathing. Maybe 3. But because I knew I was going to be talking about this with you guys this week, I tried to do what my mom said. I tried to let it go. I let that week just be a week. I felt horrible and lazy and tired and sad and grumpy and lethargic and swollen. But I just allowed it to be. And then the next day, my head was pounding and I had circles under my eyes. But I woke up and I thanked God for a new day. I forgave myself for being human and I just moved on. This is by far the greatest thing I have done this past week. If you're feeling unmotivated and over it, it is okay. It is okay to be blah. Embrace it and accept that beautiful human part of you. Then get over it. Decide that today is a new day and you are not going to wallow. You are not going to continue eating crap, sitting on the couch, watching Netflix, and procrastinating. Today is your day, and it's never too late to make a new choice. Stephen D. Woodhull quotes, "You've got a lot of choices. If getting out of bed in the morning is a chore, and you're not smiling on a regular basis, try another choice." Let's stop doing the same thing over and over and over again. Let's try something new. So here's an idea. If you're still feeling completely unmotivated, even after you've given yourself a big old dose of self-love, focus on what will make the most impact. Think about work. What tasks or projects will yield the most benefit for your boss and your company? Or your health? What activities will be the most beneficial to maintain your fitness goals? What is the one most important thing that you need to do today? What will cause the greatest impact? Here's a hint. It's usually the thing you want to do the least, but it totally works. This is lazy hackery. You can do less and get a greater impact if you release all the small, unimportant things and focus on the big, impacting things. But you have to stop with the excuses. Don't talk yourself out of it. It sucks, I know, but you just have to freaking do it. Most of the time, procrastination is just a habit. You can train yourself out of it. Identify what is most valuable and the best use of your time. Do it, and then move on with your day. Don't spend all that energy wishing it would go away or complaining about how hard it is. The more you focus on something, the more it will amplify. So get what needs to be done and just move on. One last thing I'll say about this is that although sometimes we are just lazy, there are other times when our lack of motivation is a warning sign that we need rest and care. For me, this week has been a red flag that I need to slow down and reprioritize. And also, I probably need to do some Zen yoga. Take care of yourself. That is the gift that keeps on giving. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. I'm so proud of you, and great things are coming your way. Have a great day and keep it easy, my friends.